This week's editor has hedgehogs in his back garden, so the next feature chose itself. Chris Bishop used a night vision camera to film hedgehogs he found in his garden. Robin Quine will read us the tale of Hedgy and Hoggy.
It started when we tidied up the garden. We piled some rotten fence panels, soil and pallets up in a corner, meaning to get rid of them later. But the trip to the tip got put on hold after my wife spotted the entrance to what looked like a creature's burrow. It was too big to be a rat, too small to be a fox, and we'd never seen hide nor hair of a rabbit. There was a poo clue too, small dark droppings around half the size of a AAA battery. "It's a hedgehog," my wife said, after searching on her phone for what might have them. "We've got a hedgehog in the garden. How cool is that?" Having already drawn a slew of blackbirds, robins, finches and starlings to our plot by putting out feed for them, she decided it was time for some hedgehog haute cuisine. So she started placing bowls of mealworms near the entrance to Mrs. Tiggy Winkle's pied-à-terre. They'd end up scattered across the path by the following morning, showing they'd attracted some attention overnight. But a squadron of starlings was also launching dawn raids, making it impossible to tell who was tucking in. So we built a feeding station out of a plastic storage box and bought some hedgehog food. And I dug out a trail camera I'd chucked in a cupboard because I couldn't get the hang of using it. Within a few nights, it had captured not only the hedgehog which had moved in with us, but her offspring as well. By then, my wife had decided Hedgy, as our hedgehog was now christened, was a female who had built a nest before her hoglet, a.k.a. Hoggy, arrived. She had also taken over as art director, shifting the trail camera's tripod closer to the entrance to the grub stop. "You're not quite David Attenborough, are you?" she shrugged as she positioned it. "So David, please make note if you ever make a film about hedgehogs." By then, the camera was not only capturing Hedgy's nocturnal ramblings, her single hoglet had made an appearance as he or she began foraging outside the nest. Pictures and video from our trail camera were slow resolution. You could see it was Hedgy or Hoggy, but they didn't cut it quality-wise. So I sat up late once or twice with my Nikons to try for a better shot, but neither showed to start with before my eyes began drooping and I abandoned the stakeout. Then Hedgy broke cover one sunny morning for a photo call. I was hanging out my washing when I spotted something moving by a raised vegetable bed. It was Hedgy out on the snout. I dropped my socks and smalls, dived back into the house and grabbed a camera. I crept along the rear of our conservatory and there she was, snuffling around among the plant pots. I fired off half a dozen frames before she ambled off into the undergrowth. By then, we were well and truly hooked on Hedgy and Hoggy. We scrolled through the camera every morning to see if it had captured more of their nightly excursions, or 500 empty frames after the camera was triggered by grass moving in the wind, a moth flying past, or a neighbour's cat. But the plot was also thickening, for we found the setup had not only captured Hedgy and Hoggy, but what looked like different hedgehogs, including a fist-sized hoglet. And then we found the entrance to another nest on the opposite side of the rubbish by the summer house. The pile will probably now have to stay in situ a little longer to give our spiky friends somewhere to hibernate for the winter. Our apologies to next door. Our encounters so far have opened our eyes to wildlife. We never realise what goes on in our garden at night. Trail cameras cost less than £100 for a capable model. They have infrared motion sensors which start shooting when they detect movement. You'll also need a memory card to store the footage, a tripod to set it up on, and batteries to power it. A blade of grass or weed moving in the wind can trigger them off, as well as even a moth zigzagging past. So your trail cam might fire off hundreds of frames from an overnighter, most of which won't capture anything. Yet keep at it, and you never know. You might just shine a light on what happens a few yards from your bedroom window. For after you've closed the curtains and turned in for the night, nature comes alive in your garden.
Thank you, Robin.